And is that how you type?
This is how I type on the Twitter.
Twitter.
First, he's the self-proclaimed saviour of Radio 1 and officially the station's longest-serving breakfast DJ.
That's right.
Ever.
That is right.
I am.
Back with a brand new series of his quiz show. We'll be speaking with Chris Moores in just a few moments. But first, let's take a look at him in true motor-mouth action.
Oh, dear.
Great, you'll be catching
it in your mouth. Never gonna give you up. You know the rules, and so do I.
I really am sweating.
Well, I ain't doing nothing, so it ain't me heating her up. I can tell you.
Got the same answers because we both knew the answer.
All right. Say it, don't spray it.
It's all right, it's been a shambles.
And suck it in now.
It's in.
Right? Okay.
It's in.
This interview's about 6.5 minutes long. Are you all right to be sucked in like
that? How does it look?
I'm
sucking it in.
What's the record you've sucked it in on the telly?
5.5 minutes.
That was the extra factor, was
extra
it?
Factor the other week. I'm sucking in my tummy and I can't breathe.
Although, looking
at the state of my face and my beard, I think that's the least of my worries in my tummy. I look like a tramp in someone else's jacket.
taking unofficial pictures as well. Here we go. Look, this is the shot. We said that Chris was tweeting from
us. I just took that picture from over there. That's the back of Gabby Roslin's head and Paul Ross's head.
There you go.
Answers, punchlines on a postcard, ladies and gentlemen.
How are you? You all right?
I'm great. I'm really, really good. How are you?
Good.
You look beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Gorgeous.
Thank you. And are you enjoying the quiz show as much as ever? I mean, it looks like you guys have so much fun.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. I just wish more people would blooming watch it. But but I'll be honest with you. Mm. So it's the third series of Quiz Night, and it's the best we've done, I think.
You've been on, haven't you?
I have. I think my episode's on next week or in the next couple of weeks
or
something.
Yeah, coming up. And Holly's brilliant on it.
Yeah.
If you weren't contractually obliged to only do ITV work, you could have been on as well.
Do you know what? That's not the case. I'd be allowed to do it.
You just don't want it.
No. I'm not going to come on it because you wouldn't come on the cube.
Because it's not a cube.
It is a cube.
It's not a cube. It's too tall, isn't it?
It is a cube. That was the Harry Hill's angle that he chose makes it look like a rectangular cuboid. But it is a cube. But no, you come on the cube and I'll come on your quiz night. Simple as that.
Oh, my God, whatever. You had a good time, though, didn't you?
I did. It was really good fun, yeah.
And someone else.
Pregnancy.
It's a great show.
I can't remember.
Let's not ruin the surprise for the viewers.
Okay, all
Gavin?
Right. Gavin? It was Gavin, yeah. Yeah, he says, probably one of my favourite lines I've ever heard anyone say, but I'm not going to say it, but I came back in the next day. Mm. It involves Riverdance, that's all I'm saying.
God love
it. It was hilarious.
So, I mean, there are people who have taught you things, you've taught other people things. What was your thing on the show? Did you teach him something? I don't think I did teach you.
No, it's not.
Well, who taught you to stage kiss?
Oh, I just taught myself. Because we filmed these, I just taught myself, I'm a natural. We filmed these different, there's a different film parody every week, like a movie trailer parody. And and I had to kiss this girl and I didn't really know what to do because it's obviously with the angle like that, they can't see. So I went nom 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 nom, so it looked like my lips were moving.
Not a very attractive thing, is it?
What, kissing me?
Well, the bob, bob, bob.
Don't knock it till you tried it, Scope. Anytime, Silver Fox, I'm right here. Cock her up and jump on, let's go.
You have said that recently, haven't you? I mean, you know, the relationships are serious things, and we don't joke about those, but I mean, you're now currently a single man, and you said that...
But the way you go from comedy to seriousness, Philip, it's brilliant.
It's a gift. And you've said, you know, well, do you know, I might have had my share of women now, I might go for the blokes.
Did I say that?
Apparently, yes.
Well, why not? I say a lot of things when I'm very drunk.
Are you behind this whole Wagner gate thing? Have you started a campaign?
No.
Is it your fault he's still in there?
No, can I clear this up, right?
Please.
Every year, on any kind of show, if there's someone rubbish on, we embrace them and go, everyone should vote for them. And I think I said that weeks ago about Wagner. But I didn't watch X Factor for about 3 or 4, 5 weeks because I'm busy and I was doing stuff when I'm touring, I was away and all of this. And then... But seemingly, everyone's pointing the finger now that I'm seemingly leading this crusade to keep Wagner in X Factor, and I'm not. I just think, you know,
Well, it's quite a powerful machine, your breakfast show. What have you got? Seven and a half million
listeners?
Seven and a
half, 8 million listeners.
You know, so if you galvanise them into support, I mean, you were going to...
Yeah, but I'm not, though. For those of you who hate him, I'm really not. I'm not, like, on this crusade. I don't mind him. I think it's funny. But then... X Factor always amazes me because they obviously put him in the show and then it's like they get a bit bored of him and they want him out, but there's not really a lot they can do about it. But
well, I think that the whole Cheryl Wagner thing this weekend is going to play directly into his corner because,
absolutely,
you know, everyone feels sorry for him. I'm going to vote for him now because he looked really hurt.
I know, bless him. And I thought he answered it really well. I thought he was very articulate and genuine and said something really lovely, and Cheryl seemed a bit like, oh, okay then.
But, I know, I didn't really understand the whole thing. We'll talk about it a bit more in our X Factor chat a little bit later on. Have you made up with Chris Evans yet?
I haven't seen Chris for a dog's age.
It does seem like for two people who do the same thing, it's almost like, I don't know whether you sort of would normally have a kind of mutual respect for one another, but it seems that you both keep having this little tit-for-tat spat.
Well, I really haven't said anything back in reply because I don't have a book to plug. So when my book comes out, I'll save all that up then. That's all it was. He's just headline grabbing. I don't think it kind of just washes over me. But all the newspapers go, oh, Chris is saying this and he said that and Chris should leave. Everyone says Miles is this. But the two funny things about it is, number one, Chris has had a book out to plug, right? And then number two, the whole thing that he said about me and my show, he started off by going, well, I haven't listened to Chris in about a year. But, and then listed all these things off. So I don't take it personally. He's just, you know, he's very good at grabbing headlines and stuff. That's all he's doing, as far as I'm concerned.
As far as the headlines are concerned, if we are to believe anything that we read, you are reportedly in talks to join American station Sirius Radio.
Apparently so. That's exciting, isn't it?
How true is that?
I have no idea. Right, but I read these things in the newspaper. It has nothing to do with me. We've talked about this before.
It's come from a source. A source has said, well, Chris is preparing for life after Radio 1, massively in demand in America, and isn't going to limp on if the BBC don't support him.
The story comes from that. I was seen outside the Sirius Radio building in New York recently, because they rebroadcast Radio 1 on this Sirius network. So every time I'm in New York, I go and see them, because I know all the people who work there, and we go out for dinner or a few drinks or whatever it may be. And the story comes from, they saw me outside the building, therefore I must be going to work there. But I was also outside a baker's, because I bought some cupcakes. Mm-hmm. But so far, there's no story that I'm going to New York to open my own cake shop.
What are your plans then? So straight.
I'm going to New York to open my own cake shop.
How long will you stay?
I've always said, and nothing has ever changed, is that the newspapers love to write whatever they write. But I've always said, as long as I want to do it, and the listeners want us to do it, and Radio 1 want me to keep doing it, as long as all those three people are very happy, I'll keep doing it.
So do you still want to do it?
Yeah, I'm really happy.
Does the Radio 1 still want you to do it?
Yeah, as far as I'm aware, and I think the listeners do, and we just had a slump of listeners from the summer, which we have every year. It's really funny. This happens every single year, and every single year the newspapers are like, he's lost 500,000 listeners, it's the end. And then it's just what all the students
they
and the kids...
They put down always... to the pay rant, didn't they?
Yeah, but that was after it. That wasn't even part of that survey. It's to do with the kids not going to school and college and uni, so because obviously we have millions and millions of young people listening. So they don't get up till 10. So we always lose 500,000 in the summer, and then we build it back up again. So it's you know, it's seasonal. It's not a problem.
See, I always think, I think what happens is...
It's not a problem.
People get on your case and they start going on at you and you have all of this. And when I read this in the paper about you maybe going to New York, I thought, God, we're going to lose him. He's going to suddenly go. And then we're all going to go, oh, where did he go? And it's sort of our fault for kind of creating that.
Well, the weird thing is, it's like anything. It's like, and I've always, I say on the radio show a lot, all these things in the paper, it doesn't actually matter what I say. I'm kind of weirdly nothing to do with it. Mm. People will write and oh, well, the rumour is, and an insider and all this. No one ever comes to me and asks
me. Well, you're supposed to be having a breakdown as well.
I was having a breakdown. Actually, tonight, you know that picture I put on Twitter? And there, all the newspapers then said, oh, my God, he looks like he's having a breakdown. He must be having a breakdown. That was, I was filming a sketch, which is in tonight's show on Channel 4 at 10 o'clock. It's the movie trailer. And basically, I've got flu. That's the joke of the trailer. So if you watch it tonight, you'll see me looking horrendous.
How long ago did you post that?
Oh, God, you'll never find it.
Is it a long time ago?
Yeah, months ago.
I'll try and find it at some point.
You're living your tie, aren't you?
It was a couple of days. I'd have been able to find it quickly.
I'm coming to see you on the radio show on
Thursday morning. You're coming to our radio show. For the first time?
No.
For the second time?
How do you forget?
No, it's going to be great to have you back.
Thanks. Nicely covered.
Chris, thank you.
Chris Wall's Quiz Night tonight, Channel 4 at 10 p.m.
10 p.m, yeah. Please watch it. After I'm a Celebrity, flick over. Don't worry with the news. It's all serious. And then just watch us. 10 o'clock.
Thank you. Mate. Lovely to see you.
Thank you.
Thursday. Right, we're just over, I'm sorry to say this, 4 weeks until Christmas.